Would Hazur kindly advise us the definition of Iman and also kindly explain briefly some of the major kinds and conditions of Iman according to the Holy Quran?
The whole of the Holy Quran is devoted to Iman and its definitions and its manifestations and all that. So, your question, although short, requires an answer which is completely unmanageable by me in such a short time. Iman, let me first define. According to the Muslim scholars, in fact, based on the Holy Quran and the traditions of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al-Imanu tasdeekum bil-lisane wa three. Yes, exactly. One at a time, please. Iqrarum bil-lisan, tasdeekum bil-qalb, and the third? There are three different words used for each part of Iman. Iqrar bil-lisan, tasdeek bil-qalb, Amal bil jawari. That's right, yes. Amal bil jawari. Correct. Which means that Iman is confession with the tongue. It starts there. And tasdeekum bil qalb. And how would you translate tasdeek? In the confession, testification, testifying. Tasdeeq is testifying. Testifying with the heart. And practice of what you believe with your acts. Practice in your acts. Jawari with your body, I mean. Translating it into practice, translating what you believe in into practice, this is Iman, so it covers everything. Now, this definition is a perfect definition of Iman, because in reality, what you say is meaningless unless you believe it in your heart. And even if you claim that I do believe in my heart, if you don't practice it, it means that your contradictory actions falsify your claim. For instance, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has clarified this situation in so many ways. He relates that if you believe that this hole is occupied by a snake, which is a deadly snake, you will not push your finger into that hole. You know, some rodents leave open holes and they are occupied by snakes. So if you really truly believe that this snake is occupied by a deadly snake, you will not push your finger into it. That is amalum bil jawari. If you say, I am quite certain, I am positive, I believe in that, and yet you push your finger, poke your finger into it, that will falsify your belief. Or you are a mad person, and a mad person claims are not to be taken seriously anyway. So this is the definition of Iman according to the accepted definition by all the various scholars of Islam, whatever sect they belong to. Now, its detail as mentioned in the Holy Quran, this is a question which is completely unmanageable in such a short session, please.